It's Grateful Friday. So, you know, if you've had a bummer of a week, today is your pick-me-up.
Yes. Start your day with what you are grateful for, even just telling yourself, and even if it's little.
And let us know what you are. Big and small, 877-310-4MSJ.
I'm grateful that tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to let the fact that today is the last day I'll see you two. I won't see you tomorrow, so I can't play practical jokes on you.
Good. It's fine. Take a year off.
It's possible to do practical jokes virtually, though, you know, by text, by whatever, you know.
I wonder if Jody would fall for that.
Nope. Look, on April Fool's Day, after all these years of being pranked by you, Sam, and others, especially like my Uncle Terry and our kids, Murphy, I'm on high alert.
Huh. Okay.
Good luck. Good luck getting me.
You know, the years of expertise I have at practical jokes and pranking folks, I figured I'd pass a few along that you can try on the kids today.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, excuse me, tomorrow. They're really not going to be expecting it tomorrow when they wake up on the weekend.
Right.
One of the things is make one of their, like, if they like brownies, make brownies, but put something in the brownies that they're not used to.
That tastes weird?
I don't mean something dangerous. Right. I mean something, a weird flavor.
Okay,
you know,
and
like
don't tell
toothpaste
them.
Or, you know, ooh, something weird.
Well, that's...
And then and what are you talking about?
I made brownies. Yay! And then, Mom!
That's good.
Same thing with Oreos. I've seen this done before. You take the white out the Oreos,
and
you put something white in there. You know, it could be Cool Whip, could be a toothpaste again or something like that.
You're not supposed to eat toothpaste, though. You know
that. Take a bite and spit it out.
They spit it out.
Yeah, first time you hit that hit your mouth, you'd go, what's wrong with these Oreos? The googly eyes. I mean...
They're funny.
Those are fun.
Those are great.
And where are you talking about putting them?
Anywhere you want to put them. Look around. Stuff the kids touch on Saturdays.
Put them on the dog's eyelids, and when they close their eyes,
anywhere,
take them
anywhere
out.
That they don't belong. Yeah, put them on the handle of the fridge. Put them on.
It's true.
Whatever you know, whatever they grab. Put them on their smartphone so that when they pick up the phone, it's looking back at them.
I have a friend whose kids put oil on the fridge door, and it made everybody mad because they couldn't get into the fridge.
That's funny. And also, I know I do the rubber roach, but those little rubber creep critters, you can sprinkle those around the house anywhere.
They especially look horrible, like on a charcuterie board. Horrible.
There you go. That's from Miss Jody, kids.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
6:20, Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, Grace jumping in on our Facebook page. She's a dog sitter to share a dog sitter's greatest fear.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Keeping it hot there. We love hearing from you, your comments and questions and suggestions and anything that you want to join in the conversation on. We had heard from Jerry this week who listens and has a 22-year-old cat named the Duchess Hazel.
Yeah.
Shout out, Hazel.
That's got to be close to a Guinness Book of World Records record.
I mean, I guess. Are you really going to search that? I don't know.
I don't know. Now I am now.
If I got the cat that's that old, I'd love to have the record.
And when it comes to old pets, I've always said, I don't want to pet sit a very old pet because of the obvious reasons. You don't want to have to make that call to a family.
Hope y'all are enjoying vacation. Look.
Right.
Well, look, I mean, wasn't it? The family would expect if it's a geriatric pet, right?
Perhaps.
That any day it could be.
It's never good.
I know.
Grace, to our Facebook page, says, hello, good day, I love you all. I am a dog sitter. One visit, I was taking care of a very old dog. He wasn't looking good to me, and the family was traveling internationally. Mm. The vet was local. I asked the daughter, hey, should this dog go to the vet? It's not looking so good. She says, no, the dog is old. He's probably just having a slow day. Mm. That night, Sam's favorite part of the story where it turns.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
it got really slow.
That night, I was eating dinner. The dog was in its bed next to me. Oh, what a good pet sitter. And I watched him take his last breath. Mm. My 5-year-old son at the time was also with me watching. It was tragic. I called the daughter to inform her, and I felt so bad. That is the chance you take when you accept the pet sitting job
if that's the way that the story is going to end for that dog, that's really sweet.
I know.
Comfortable in the bed right next to a person. That's sweet.
I know.
I mean, and you know.
You just don't want to be the one to have to tell that family that.
No, you don't.
And the family's not there, too. What does she do with it?
She probably, if I were Grace, I would have taken direction from the family. What would you like me to do? Call the vet? You know, do you want me?
Oh, just leave him.
we're back in a week.
Yeah, we'll take care of
not
it.
Not a good idea,
when
Sam.
And you know what? With summer travel coming up, when you have an old pet and you are traveling, you need to have that in the back of your mind for your pet sitter, that call could come.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grace. We love hearing from you.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
I've got Blue Bloods news, and it does include Tom Selleck.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
If you've been anywhere around a TV in the last decade, you know about the show on CBS, the drama, police drama, Blue Bloods.
Well, you're dead on. This last year has been like life during wartime.
It's still on.
Tom
this
Selleck.
Department for the city we serve.
He is the police commissioner, Tom Selleck. Donnie Wahlberg is in this show. Mm-hmm. Bridget Monaghan is in this show. And I will say this, my uncle, who is a retired police officer, Uncle Terry, he says that it's one of the most realistic cop shows ever.
Really?
Wow.
And it's about to get, it's coming back for its 14th season.
Oh.
Isn't that cool? And something else to know, behind the scenes, the cast and producers apparently agreed to take a 25% pay cut so that the behind the scenes crew can still be employed for another year. And they want to keep the show going at least one more year.
Hmm.
Because they've had struggles. Anyway, so the new episode, there's a new episode tonight kicking off the 14th season on CBS.
Wow.
Blue Bloods.
I watched that probably a decade ago. I just
well, that
didn't
would
realize
have been.
It was still
it's,
around.
Been
a, yeah.
It's been around that long. Blue Bloods, new episode tonight.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Find out why Sam is going to spend his entire weekend staring into a cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's Grateful Friday, so
yes.
Let us know what you're grateful for. Little or big things. 877-310-4MSJ.
What, Jody? I have to tell Sam something.
What?
Okay, so yesterday you opened your heart to us and told us that you've been trying to grow a bonsai tree.
From seed.
From scratch, which I never thought about that. I always bought them. I don't want to say pre-made, but pre-grown.
You've never had one since I've known you.
I did. Harvey. So me and my ex-wife had a bonsai.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's not why we split, but that's how long it's been, you know.
You got whatever and she got the bonsai.
Yeah.
Right. I know you said that you, Sam, you're getting a little impatient with it because
Well, but the seeds have been implanted for like 2 weeks and I haven't seen a sprout.
Yeah. Yeah. Producer Faith showed me and we looked it up and looked a little bit. To grow a bonsai tree really does take patience and maturity because it takes about 5 years to grow one.
What?
To see one grow and then another 10 to 15 for real maturity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know
you knew that?
I know the plant itself is a long-term proposition. There are bonsais that are hundreds of years old.
True.
It's just, work on it and mold it and bend it and make it look like a mini tree.
So
my problem is getting the seed to just sprout.
When did you think if it takes 15 years... I suppose the good news is your Social Security will help you pay for taking care of it.
It just means that it might take, you're not doing anything wrong. It's probably going to take a longer time to sprout than anything else you've ever grown.
Yeah.
No, they're probably good. I mean, so I can't even picture that if it takes that long to grow it. How long does it take for a sprout?
All right, you guys ready for me to use the Google?
Yeah.
If you keep the soil between 70 and 80
degrees.
Fahrenheit. It's a sweet spot. It can take up to a month. Make sure to keep the soil moist,
yes,
not soaking wet,
no,
and do not let it dry out.
No.
A sweet spot there as well.
And you're supposed to keep it somewhere in indirect sunlight now.
Are you in that sweet
spot? Yeah, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to.
How long ago did you plant this?
2 weeks.
Okay, all right.
You're halfway there.
I was going to say, just keep taking care of dirt for the next 2 weeks and you'll see something.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, yesterday a Manhattan grand jury voted to indict former President Donald Trump on 34 counts of falsification of business documents. This is supposed to all happen. They're going to arrange for his surrender sometime next week where he will be taken into custody. It'll be different than ever before because it's the first time in
forever,
our history, U.S. Yeah. history, that a sitting or former president has been charged criminally. So some of the regular things will happen with that, and then Secret Service will also mm-hmm. be involved. The word is he called on some supporters on Capitol Hill to drum up some support, and of course he's going to fight it. No big surprise to anyone on that. Number two, over the weekend, these next couple of days, Midwest and the South bracing for some severe weather. In fact, across 15 states, meteorologists are calling it explosive storms on the way.
Whoa.
It could be like tornadoes are expected to be generated, heavy rainfall, damaging winds. So look out across several states.
Okay.
And number three, we are going to get to the men and women's Final Four basketball action, NCAA basketball action
this weekend.
But yesterday was the first day of Major League Baseball with all these new rules in place, like the bigger bases and the pitch clock speeding things up. And fans are like, wait, fans who are there, like I didn't have time to get a second hot dog.
Oh, Lord.
And some fans are saying this is too fast and baseball is supposed to be slow.
I have three things for you to know today.
It's time for Jody's Top 5 Entertainment Stories of the Week, brought to you by the Discover Card.
Number 5.
These are my 5 favorite. And speaking of 5, John Wick 4 did so well.
I'm going to need it.
John Wick 5 discussions are back on the table. If you saw the movie, you're probably scratching your head at that announcement.
Yeah.
But the creators say you can interpret endings
anything's possible in movie
many
land.
Different ways, but know that Keanu Reeves is very protective of you, of the audience.
Yeah.
So he's not going to jump back on a 5 unless it's great.
Number 4.
Reese Witherspoon announced early this week that she's getting divorced again from Jim Toth. I say again, this will be her second divorce. They've been married for about 12 years. He's a talent agent in Hollywood. And the word is, there's no drama. They released a beautiful statement. But the word is, she is pretty upset about it.
Get your stubborn self down here and give me a divorce.
It's been really difficult for her to go through this again.
Yeah.
Expect a lot of work from her,
right.
Which she works a lot already.
Number 3.
Robert Downey Jr. How great is he on the screen?
Honestly, there's 100 people who want to kill me.
Tell me, Iron Man. Tell me about it. He is
me.
Reportedly in talks to take over the role that was originally a Jimmy Stewart role in the Alfred Hitchcock classic movie Vertigo.
That's big.
No kidding.
He'll be good at that.
He will be. And the writer for Peaky Blinders is the one who's writing it.
Ooh.
And it's going to be super scary. So look for Vertigo with Robert Downey Jr. And I don't know, but I appreciate. I'm sure it's a really scary movie. I don't know the movie, but I want
Psychological.
Yes.
Number 2.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are back at the box office next weekend in that movie called Air.
My name's Sonny Vaccaro. I'm with Nike.
Do you typically make it a habit of showing up at people's front doors unannounced?
Okay, this is like about the creation of the whole Nike promotion with Michael Jordan. And Ben Affleck admitted this week, and this is so much fun, that his wife, Jennifer Lopez, is the one who helped him get the fashion correct for the movie.
Hmm.
He really wanted to drill down on the right shoes and the right clothes and the shirts for all the sets.
Cool.
And she is
the
right one to help, and she sure did.
Number 1.
Number 1, White Lotus being one of the hottest shows in the world. HBO Max. Season 1 was set in Hawaii. Season 2 in Italy. You know, at Four Seasons Resorts. So season 3, it's been announced, will be set in Thailand. They're working on it. Oh, and note, Jennifer Aniston would love to be a part of it.
Well.
She's told the creators.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has 3 things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, Murphy has an exercise problem. And if you exercise, maybe you can relate.
I am having a really weird exercise problem.
Oh, yeah, Murph.
Hmm.
So,
a specific exercise?
Actually, this is any exercise that I'm doing. I recently started working out again, and this is usually where Sam said, yeah, you've got a problem working out. Which is
just so you know, I don't have any exercise problems.
Murphy has the stopping starting problem, which is very human.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, COVID threw me off, and then I started having all the little neck issues, the pinched nerve thing, which made it any exercise I did was irritating that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is really more physical therapy like right now, because the exercises surrounding it protect my neck. And it's a lot of core work. And so with core work, you also have breathing that you have to do a certain way. So, for example, when I've got the free weights and it's a press up.
500 pounds?
Yes.
Stop. This is from you who doesn't exercise, Sam. Yeah. Let him tell
I'm
it.
I'm trying to help him.
Yeah. but you're exhaling on the push.
Yeah.
You're inhaling when you're, you know, drawing in for a couple of different reasons, because, you know, that's the correct breathing. And then as you're pulling your arms back, you're stretching your chest. It's like four or five things that are going on at one time.
At least.
Which is part of the problem here, because I've got to make sure shoulders are locked in place so that I'm protecting my neck. I can't, you know, your tendency when you start to push weights is you start to round out, and you're supposed to be keeping everything
form. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is form being very important, and even a slight movement changes the muscle groups that you are working.
Yeah. So if you're wondering what's so weird about that, the weird thing is I'm having trouble with the breathing. At the pace that I'm having to go with the long exhale and the push and the pull in, because the exercise moves at a different pace than my breathing.
Right.
And it took me a while to figure out why I'm having trouble getting the breathing regulated.
It's a lot at one time for you to think about.
It's not just that. It's what we do for a living. Because what we do for a living is speaking. We're not going to breathe in with massive inhales on the microphone.
Yeah.
So breath control for what we do for, you know, here in the studio is the reason that my breathing exercises are part of the exercises are messed up. Does that make sense?
I can't
get the timing to work because we spend more time on the exhale here than we do on the inhale.
Did you explain that to the instructor?
I did.
And what did she say?
And she said, okay, let's get back to work.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
We all know that Gwyneth Paltrow, or if you didn't, here it is. Gwyneth Paltrow has been in court for a good part of this week and last.
For a dollar.
Yeah, for $1. Of course, you may know her as Pepper Potts in the Marvel Universe.
I do anything and everything that Mr. Sark requires, including occasionally taking out the trash.
Okay, so she won $1 in damages in her countersuit against this doctor. He's a retired optometrist. He claimed that she crashed into him at this upscale ski resort in 2016. And since that time, he's had no enjoyment in life. He says he suffered a brain injury, four broken ribs, and emotional damages. He was suing her for $3 million. The turning point, and she's
and
like,
she countersued
she's
for
like,
a buck.
Okay, I'll show up and I'm going to countersue you for $1 and, I guess the attorney's fees, whatever she had to pay and spend to be there to fight it in her time, really. The turning point in this whole thing was when Gwyneth Paltrow's lawyers shared the man's social media pictures in the time since. And then he's claiming he's had all this damage. He was floating in the Amazon in Peru. He was hanging out on hikes all over the world, having a good time, and he didn't seem emotionally damaged at all.
So she got her dollar.
And attorney's fees.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It is Grateful Friday.
The little and big things you are grateful for next. It's Grateful Friday, and we do like hearing about the little and big things you are grateful for. We're going to get to some of your comments. They're so cute and sweet. And speaking of it, Grateful Friday is about just realizing, starting your day with the mindset of what you are happy about instead of the opposite, because we focus so much on the stress and the things that need to get done.
We get sucked in.
It piles up. There's this new study, and it is the little things in life that make you happy. And do you want to know what makes people happy in the little thing category? I love these.
Warm cup of coffee.
Coffee is it. Freshly brewed coffee is on the list.
There you go.
Eating cake is on the list. It's not all food. Although, man, sometimes,
although that does work.
Not all food. The biggest mood boosters, spending time with family and friends, spending time with people that you really enjoy.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
Depending on which family members.
I wasn't going to talk about family, but I was on the phone with one of my best friends the other night, Jody. Her name is Jody. And I was on the phone with her for 2 seconds, and I was laughing. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To my stomach hurt.
The little things. I love being in this room with you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean just Jody, Sam. I mean
you too.
I
was wondering who you were talking to there.
And producer Faith, you know.
It's our little family.
What about, I know I covered this in a while back, but you know, like Hollis saying your name.
Yeah.
Like hearing, as a parent or a grandparent, hearing your name, daddy,
that's a
mommy.
That's considered a big thing in life, I think. That's not on the little things list, but it's huge.
Yeah.
Cuddling with your pet is on the list. And it's
relaxing. It's relaxing.
I do love.
I know.
Petting them and hugging and
I feel like it's
talking,
good for your heart rate.
Talking in that sweet baby talk language to them.
And to the pets, too, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, so from our Instagram and Facebook page, as we celebrate the little things that you're grateful for and that bring you happiness, Deb says, grateful for my beautiful landscaping and garden. Yeah, beautiful. I've never been one to enjoy the digging in the dirt thing, but I understand there's therapeutic
well, and
parts
when
of
you,
that.
There's a sense of accomplishment, too, when you're done and you look
right.
at it. It's, there's,
right.
It's a joy, yeah.
Wendy says, I'm thankful that I have a massage appointment tonight. Grateful Friday. We love it.
Love hearing from you. Facebook or Instagram, brought to you by State Farm.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, former President Donald Trump's indictment being the first time in the history of the U.S. that a sitting or former president has been criminally charged.
Yeah.
But how will this play out? Well, the word is he will be treated in, to some degree like any other defendant in the criminal justice system.
He gets the photo. So, he gets fingerprinted.
Right. He'll be read his rights, taken into custody, a booking number. There will be a mugshot, fingerprints, paperwork filled out as part of the process. However, he will be accompanied throughout the process by Secret Service detail.
Right.
And so it's and some of the historians say this is absolutely going to be a complete circus, so wait and watch it next week. Number two, tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
Yeah, sure is.
So look out.
For
they
Sam.
Say it first originated in France in the 16th century. And then when they switched to the calendar, if you celebrated the new year, you were a fool. That's
oh,
where that comes
okay.
from.
Okay.
And number three, March Madness wrapping up. Starting tonight, the women's NCAA basketball Final Four, LSU taking on Virginia Tech, and then later Iowa facing South Carolina. The men play on Saturday. We're talking Florida Atlantic and San Diego State, and then Miami and UConn, and then it wraps up Sunday and Monday, Final Four.
Three things for you to know today.
I think that every woman has had the occasion where she's stuck in a dress. And I do mean in a dressing room alone, you've zipped yourself up into a dress and you can't get out of it.
Hmm.
And that did happen to me when I went dress shopping the other day, Murphy. So
is that the first time?
Oh, no. Well, no, but this is the first time I was alone. I could not get any help to get out of it.
All right. Because I know that. I mean, there are times I'm used to the dress routine of helping you get into a dress.
I know. Yeah. Like, can you zip me up sort yeah. of a thing. So I'm shopping for, and it's a formal gown for a special occasion coming up, and I'm very excited about it. And shopping for formal gowns, we could talk about that. We should do a podcast. Just over, like, there's so much to know. Like, especially, I go and I look, and it's like, nah, that's too young. You know, that's for a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look and that's too serious. That's for a mom in a wedding. I don't want that. You know, you want somewhere in the middle. You want the sweet spot. So, but for me, you know, and for every woman ever trying on a formal gown, you learn quickly what works for your body type and what doesn't. You have to give up the dream of looking like so-and-so that you've seen on TV because your body's not that way. But there are dresses you will look good in.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, though, being it's one piece. A dress like that is one piece of material, guys. I don't know if you ever put on anything that's just one piece. But for women,
I know, Sam, nothing I want to admit to.
Sam has a onesie.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing as this. So the sizes can vary wildly.
Yeah.
So I had on, I'm really a size 10. And so I had on an 8 and it fit me. And I loved that. Thanks for that brand. It fit me great everywhere except up top. Okay, the upper body.
Yeah.
So I zipped into it, and it was just crushing me, mm-hmm. crushing my chest. So it's like, I don't look good in this. I can't breathe in this, although I love the rest of the dress. And I don't know how I zipped it up, Murphy, but by the time it was time to get out of it, nobody was around. I couldn't reach the zipper to get out of it.
Were you worried about ripping it?
Yes, because if you rip it, you buy it. And I couldn't find the sales girl. And I started to sweat because we also had something at Phoebe's school that night. I needed to get out of the dress and out of the dressing room.
So you're sweating in the dress you're trying on.
Yeah.
It was beautiful and lavender, by the way, too. Finally, this lady came into the dressing room and I had to ask her, will you please help me get out of this? And she was an older lady and she was laughing and she was like, oh, I've been there before. Let me get you out of this
well,
one. It's gorgeous.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your next Hollywood Outsider. And next, Sam has music news.
Yes, big news for Dolly and Garth together.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Lowe's.
This is huge. Y-U-G-E, huge.
Okay.
Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks are going to be hosting the ACM Awards this year.
That is huge.
May the 11th, the 58th annual. Now, Dolly hosted these last year. Mm-hmm. And she
solo.
Hosted them she had a partner last year. She hosted them solo in 2000. But
okay.
This is the first time Garth Brooks is hosting a show, an award show.
That's going to be true, interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Garth, they asked him, you know, they had a little press conference, and Garth said, "You got talent and class." He's talking to Dolly. "Let's represent country music the best we can." And so Dolly says, "I told him to say that." And I'd say something good about him if he'd say something good about me.
So cute. I would watch that just for the hosts.
That's going to be May the 11th. It'll be on Amazon Prime.
Nice. That's different, and that's nice.
I don't know if you heard about this, but Justin Bieber is apparently thinking about just quitting music altogether. Don't you
give up. Oh, really?
Yeah. Part of it with the Ramsey Hunt, even though he has recovered from that, there's a lot of health struggles he's got going on, the mental issues with... He's been doing this for how many years now?
Yes.
And that he'd like to spend a little time and, you know, with his wife, mm-hmm. maybe start thinking about a family.
That's very healthy.
And he just, yeah, I mean, you imagine this. He was a child when this all started.
He was 13, I think.
And we can't even understand what it is to be in that business,
that's
in that
pressure.
Place. But it seems like one of the most overwhelming existences that you could have.
Yeah. All right, Jody, do you have a seatbelt?
Yes.
Buckle it up because you're going to need it for this one. I'm going to tell you about the Power Trip Festival. It's a new music festival. It's going to take place at the Coachella area later this year. Now, on Friday night, October the 6th, there's going to be Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden.
Okay.
On Friday the 7th of October will be AC/DC and Mr. Oswald Osborne.
Whoa, that place is going to be
hold on.
Packed.
Before you call, on Sunday, it is going to be Tool and Metallica.
This is the ultimate rock show.
Iron Maiden, Tool, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Ozzy, AC/DC.
They say anything about the average age on stage?
Hey, it does not matter. Rock and roll never dies.
21 in the crowd, 78 on the stage. By the way, it's October 6th through 8th. Don't have word yet on tickets.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
For at least a week at the box office, it's been all about John Wick Chapter 4. Mm-hmm. However, today, new at the box office, there's a new crew in town. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
We're thieves, but we help the wrong person steal the wrong thing.
It's Chris Pine in the lead there. Michelle Rodriguez in this movie. Reggae Jean Page.
This isn't really like playing the board game for 2 hours. This is kind of like a
it's a massive
Game of Thrones
adventure. It looks Game of Thrones-ish. It's comedy, and there are gorgeous dragons in this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It is fantasy adventure action. PG-13 and be ready.
Yeah.
2 hours, 14 minutes.
Shorter than John Wick.
It is. It takes time to tell an epic story. I also have something else for you, and I apologize in advance if this hurts you, but Baby Shark is coming to the big screen.
Why?
Around Thanksgiving, an animated movie with some big names attached for the voices. Ashley Tisdale will be like the villain. Mm. Lance Bass starring as himself in Baby Shark. I'm not making it up.
Oh, I know why.
Cardi B included too.
It's Baby Shark. Lance Bass.
I don't think that's what it
the
is.
The fish.
Maybe. Maybe you're onto something. And anyway, look for it. Animated, but famous voices attached around Thanksgiving this year. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and Sam, you were...
Is that true, or are you just pulling my leg?
Giving all the kids some ideas of pranks they could play. I can't even remember what you said, like, you know, fake roaches on charcuterie boards, which is actually kind of funny.
Or any of those little critters, rubber critters.
Yeah.
Disturbing, but funny.
You know, when the first time I ever saw those, I was a kid, mm-hmm. and my brother had those, and the fake ice cube
with the fly in it.
Yeah, and that was just the greatest thing ever. Try getting away with that now. It's like, you know, you show that to a kid, and they're on it for 2 seconds, and then they're on to something else.
That was the kind of
stuff. We had to spend all day on that.
Whenever you would go in one of those magic shops, they had all that kind of goofy stuff. The little the gum where you pull the gum out and the mousetrap thing slaps your finger.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Or the gum that was had pepper in it.
Weird little stuff.
What I thought was precious is when our daughters, Taylor and Phoebe, were younger.
Yeah.
And they wanted to try to prank us.
And it was so silly.
Well, and it was sweet because it, like, they would take a box of cookies or something like that and wrap it in construction paper and call it something else. And write on the front of it.
It was
you
almost
know?
Cartoonish.
Right. Flour and when it was really sugar
was
and stuff
just,
like that.
Yeah. Cute. It was so cute. We didn't want to pick that stuff
from
up.
From a child,
or let
that
it go.
Is just precious.
It is precious. You have to be careful about pranking a kid. I want to say this. I've been pranked a lot over the years. Really, mostly by you every day, Sam, that we've ever spent April Fool's in here.
Sam's the ultimate prankster.
You are. I think I take it pretty well.
You respond well, too. I mean, as far as a prankster goes, that's a good response.
Jody's typically going to scream.
Yeah, there's usually a loud scream, possibly a word we shouldn't use, but it's definitely very effective.
But when it's over, I'm good. I'm jovial. I'm laughing.
You are. You know, that's the only part about pranks, some pranks that bother me. I don't want it to ever hurt someone's feelings. That's why I don't really do them.
Right. The only thing I don't like is to be scared. Like, don't jump out behind a wall or door. And someone at work did that to me a long time ago, not Sam. And I felt so horrible because he did it. His name is Austin. He scared me. Yeah. And I jumped him about it. And it was not good. And I never talked to him about it again.
Has he ever scared you again?
He has never tried to scare me again. Careful for April Fool's tomorrow.